harder. It is easier to feel young in New York. There is, in this city, almost an insistence, if not a belief, that everyone is young. Young lady is a common form of address. How can I help you, young lady? The man at my local dry cleaners asks me when I walk into his store. Often it is early in the morning and I want to laugh. I am not young. I am in my late 60s. It is not that I feel old. I should feel old, but I don't. Parts of me still feel the same as I did in my 20s. I am, despite having spent half of my adult life and 3/4 of my income on psychoanalysis, still indecisive, hesitant, bothered, or anxious too much of the time. It is harder to feel old in New York. Another frequently used term of address in New York is Miss. Good morning, Miss. Excuse me, Miss. Miss applies to you whether you are 10 and have braces on your teeth or 80 and need a cane. The terminology used here is perennially youthful. Women of any age can refer to their boyfriend. The word boyfriend could be seen as belonging to adolescents, but not in New York. You can be dating someone even if you're in your 70s, 80s, or 90s. My husband and I were at the Cupping Room Cafe, a very old, unpretentious restaurant in Soho. I was feeling a bit flat. My doctor had said I had to have an ultrasound sonogram of my renal arteries. He thought one of them might be narrowing. I hadn't even known I had renal arteries. I try not to think too much about my body. How many of our body parts have to be working in perfect harmony and symmetry in order for us to do anything? I had been fretting about this possible narrowing of my newly discovered renal arteries. We had just sat down when I looked up and felt that something was wrong. The other diners didn't look like the regular clientele. They weren't. The waiter told me they were participants in a speed dating dinner. A speed dating dinner. I was intrigued. I left my husband and moved closer to the action. Each of the speed dating dinner guests spent 6 minutes with one of the other guests of the opposite sex. After 6 minutes, they had to change partners. I was mesmerized. All of the women had dressed up. You could see that they had made an effort. The men hadn't bothered. They knew that they didn't have to. They knew that as long as they were still breathing, they were desirable. I watched the women trying so hard and the men looking laid back. I was watching so intently that the man running the speed dating dinner came over and asked me if I was interested in joining a speed dating dinner. They had, he said, speed dating events for all ages and a relatively high rate of successful matches, he added. It is really hard to feel old or worry about a renal artery when you've just been invited to a speed dating dinner.